Good day, and welcome to Benson Hill's Virtual 2024 Annual Stockholders Meeting. My name is Paul, and I will be your operator today. All lines are muted. At this time, I would like to turn the meeting over to Deanie Elsner, Benson Hill's Chief Executive Officer and Board Member. Deanie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning to our stockholders joining us virtually for Benson Hill's 2024 Annual Stockholders Meeting. My name is Deanie Elsner, Benson Hill's Chief Executive Officer and Board Member. We are happy that by hosting our annual meeting virtually, all of our shareholders are able to attend. Thanks to the hard work of the Benson Hill team, we achieved several important milestones in 2023. 2024 is a transitional year as we continue to expand into larger animal feed, soybean oil, and biofuel segments through our asset-light business model. I remain tremendously excited about our talent, technology, and the opportunities for Benson Hill. We have the right foundation for this phase of our evolution, one centered on more robust partnership models that leverage the full power of our CropOS technology platform, product pipeline, rapid prototyping capabilities, and intellectual property. This comes at a time when market conditions are challenging. We will, as we always have, face these challenges boldly and proactively. I encourage you to read our second quarter earnings update in early August, where we will discuss our actions to create the most value for you, our shareholders. Our focus today is on the topics presented in our proxy statement, and we will follow a formal process. I will now introduce Dan Jacoby, our Board Chair, who will serve as our Chair of this annual stockholders meeting. Dan?
Thank you, Deanie, and welcome everyone. It's now shortly after 9:00 A.M. Central Time on Thursday, July 18, 2024, and this annual meeting is officially called to order. In addition to Deanie and me, other members of our Board of Directors present and up for re-election today are DeAnn Brunts, Stefan Dolzalek, Richard Mack, Molly Montgomery, Craig Rohr, and Linda Whitley Taylor. I want to thank these board members for their continued leadership and service to our company. As previously announced, David Lee is not standing for re-election at this annual meeting due to overboarding concerns, and his service to our company ends today. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I want to thank David for his many contributions to our company, in particular, his service as Chair of our Audit and Risk Committee. David, if you're not on an airplane and you're able to call in this morning, I wish you continued success in all of your future endeavors. Representatives of our independent registered public accounting firm, Ernst & Young LLP, are also present today. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our Chief Administrative Officer, General Counsel, and Corporate Secretary, Dan Cosgrove, who is serving as Secretary of the annual meeting. Dan Cosgrove will conduct the formal portion of today's meeting and address any procedural issues that may arise.
Thanks, Dan. Our company has authorized me to serve as Inspector of Elections for our annual meeting, and yesterday I took the oath of Inspector of Elections. In order to ensure the orderly conduct of the business of this annual meeting, we have adopted the order of business set forth in the agenda. Please note that this annual meeting is being recorded. However, no one attending via the webcast or telephone is permitted to use any audio or video recording device. Our Board of Directors fixed Tuesday, June 11, 2024, as the record date for determining stockholders entitled to receive notice of and to vote at this annual meeting. An affidavit of distribution of Broadridge Financial Solutions has been delivered to us, attesting to the fact that our proxy materials were distributed or mailed on or about June 14, 2024, to all stockholders as of our record date and will be incorporated into the minutes of this annual meeting. The stockholders list shows that as of our June 11, 2024, record date, there were 212,007,581 shares of common stock issued and outstanding and entitled to vote at this annual meeting. As the Inspector of Elections, I am informing you that there are represented in person or by proxy, shares of common stock representing 170,539,929 votes, or approximately 80.44% of the voting power on our record date. Since this represents more than a majority of the voting power of all issued and outstanding stock entitled to vote, a quorum is present for purposes of transacting business at this annual meeting. Now I will present the matters to be voted upon. Proposal one is the election of eight directors to hold office until the 2025 annual stockholders meeting or until their successors are duly elected and qualified. Proposal two is the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as the independent registered public accounting firm of Benson Hill for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2024. We refer to this proposal as the auditor ratification proposal. Proposal three is the approval of an amendment to our certificate of incorporation to effect a reverse stock split of the issued and outstanding shares of our common stock at a ratio in the range of 1-for-10 to 1-for-50, with such ratio to be determined at the discretion of our board of directors. We refer to this proposal as the reverse stock split proposal. Proposal four is the approval of an amendment to our certificate of incorporation to provide for the exculpation of certain of our officers as permitted by Delaware law. We refer to this proposal as the officer exculpation proposal. Proposal five is the approval of the adjournment of our annual meeting to a later date or dates if our board of directors deems necessary or appropriate, including to solicit additional proxies in favor of other proposals. We refer to this proposal as the adjournment proposal. It is now approximately 9:07 A.M. Central Time on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, and the polls are now open. Any stockholder who has not yet voted or wishes to change their vote may do so now by clicking on the Vote Here button on your screen. We will now pause for a moment to allow stockholders to complete their voting. Stockholders who have sent in proxies or voted via telephone or internet and do not want to change their vote do not need to take any further action. Now that everyone has had the opportunity to vote, I now declare the polls for our 2024 annual stockholders meeting closed. The preliminary vote report shows that the eight directors nominated for election to our board of directors have been duly elected. The auditor ratification proposal has been ratified. The reverse stock split proposal has been approved. The officer exculpation proposal has been approved, and the adjournment proposal has been approved. If we move forward with the reverse stock split, we will report the final stock split ratio for the reverse stock split determined by our board of directors via a press release and in a Form 8-K to be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Likewise, we will report the final vote results in a Form 8-K to be filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission within four business days of this annual meeting. With that, I turn the meeting back over to Dan Jacoby, our board chair.
Thank you, Dan. There being no further business, Benson Hill's 2024 annual stockholders meeting is now adjourned. This concludes our annual meeting. We thank you for your attendance and your continued interest in and support of Benson Hill. I will now turn it back over to Deenie Elsner, our CEO, for final comments.
Thank you, Dan. We're very grateful to our stakeholders, namely our employees, our growers, and other partners and customers, and of course, you, our stockholders, for your ongoing support and belief in the vision of a better food system. Thank you again for joining us today.
This concludes Benson Hill's 2024 Annual Stockholders Meeting. Thank you for attending today. You may now disconnect.